Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Willie Lawson, and this is To the Heart of the Matter. We appreciate you being on this afternoon or whenever you're listening. I know that we're doing this about 3:30. So some of you are home, you haven't left for work yet, or you're about to leave, or you just came home or whatever. I'm telling you, and I know that a lot of you are not going to be happy with what I have to say today, but it's okay, because like they used to tell me, you can get glad in the same clothes you got mad in. You can get glad in those same clothes you got mad in. Ladies and gentlemen, there ain't going to be no border wall. Let me help you. There ain't going to be no border wall. This wet dream you have in your head of some 80-foot steel and concrete wall with guns and barbed wire on the top. Just that, some weird wet dream. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Here's the deal. Trump needs to take $1 billion and put it towards border security, because we are certainly in need of more border security. Let me help you. No one is saying that the border is secure. Well, no one's smart. No one who's telling the truth is saying that the border is secure, and that march from Honduras up through Mexico was not a test or a threat. I believe all of that. I do, like I'm sitting here. I believe it like I'm fat, and I am fat, so I believe it. But what I do know is that because of politics, Republicans lost the House. Because of politics, and lost the opportunity to stand strong here in this moment. My wife and I were talking about this, and the silliest thing about how we do some of this federal government stuff is that, frankly, that you get to be a working House member in the U.S. House for about a year or so. And then you spend the second year of your two-year term campaigning for re-election. The only people who don't are the ones on their way out, who know they're going to retire, who know they're going to leave the House, that know they're going to run for Senate, that know they're going to run for president or mayor or dog catcher or something, the ones on their way out. And anytime you got somebody who has one foot in, one foot out, they're not working either. So the window to get anything done is so tiny. It's so tiny. And we have politicized freaking everything. So now we are, 6 minutes after the close of the 2018 midterm elections, even before we were done, we started talking about 2020. So the 2020 elections are now in the public political consciousness, and politicians know that. And what they don't want is to touch that third rail of politics called a government shutdown. Although, explained here on this program more than once, there ain't no such thing. Ain't no such a thing as a government shutdown. So we're talking about sending a whole bunch of non-essential, end quote, employees home. Non-essential. Who the hell gets to have non-essential employees? What business in America gets to have non-essential employees? What? Name me one that gets to have people who get paid and who get a pension who are considered non-essential. Anybody working at the McDonald's that's non-essential? Now, there may be people working at McDonald's who suck, but their positions are truly essential. Especially if they do it well. That means anybody at the Walmart who's non-essential Now, again, it doesn't stop them from sucking at their job. But who gets to have who but government gets to have a whole class of employees, people that you pay money to every week, every month, and that you allow to collect a pension, who you have categorized, a whole category of people that you've said aren't really essential to to the mission that we're doing. Who gets to have that but government? It's insane. First of all, it's insane. And when you have these alleged shutdowns of non-essential personnel, they all get paid. They all go home. They don't do their jobs, which doesn't seem to matter because you've already classified them as non-essential. They don't. So whatever job they were doing doesn't get done, but it doesn't matter because you've already said it doesn't matter. And when they get back, they get the money that they would have earned had they been doing the job that you said didn't matter anyway. What the hell? Are you serious? So this mythical beast called government shutdown has turned into the third rail of federal politics, that there ain't no way that any of the Republican House members who are going to campaign again in about 5 minutes, and the Republican senators that are going to be up in election in 2020, there's no way they're touching that third rail. Sorry, Mr. President, you should have known that. And I know that you're not a politician, and I know that that offends your sensibilities because it offends mine. I get it. And some of y'all out there who are all now pissed at Donald Trump for not keeping his promise, you're like the child. I'm sorry. You got everything you wanted for Christmas, except this one thing, and now Christmas sucks. What? You got all these other things going on. You got an economy that is kicking ass and taking names. You got a tax. You have a tax cut that some of you are going to be able to claim, who have children of age, are going to be able to claim $2,000 per rugrat that you didn't have before. Are you kidding me? You have this tax cut and this tax bill and these new deduction and this new deduction. You got a kick-ass economy. You got a job. There are more jobs than people. You got all this going on, all in 2 months, but you didn't get this one thing, and now Christmas sucks. You cannot. I guess was this in the words of John McEnroe? You cannot be serious. You cannot be serious. There's no way that you can be serious. Especially when we're dealing with, again, the time frame of what's going on. Because there is a time frame that's going on. And then what, frankly, Republicans like you who are whining and moaning and complaining let happen in 2018. You just went along with the narrative. Well, they're probably going to lose the House. Well, they can't lose the House if you want your damn border wall now. I'm going to tell you. It's one of those things that when Trump was saying this during the 2016 election, I went, you know what? For me, the border wall was a concept. It was an idea. And if you've heard me before, if you go back and listen to my archive shows on this, you can search for Lawson's border security deal, where I talk about this, what I think was the thing that we ought to do. And I'm going to go over them in a minute. There aren't many things that we should do. It's fairly simple in concept. I think the execution of it will be tough, given the atmosphere and circumstances that we're dealing with. But generally speaking, what I have is pretty simple, not that hard. And I'll go over those, here in just in just a few. I need to go ahead and share this. There it is. Share this program on Facebook. So stop whining. Stop complaining. Stop and moaning that you didn't get your damn border wall for Christmas. You weren't going to. And there's a really good chance that you're not going to get it in 2020 either. Especially if in a year the Republicans don't take the House back. You see how you played yourself? Now you're all pissed off at Republicans, but you damn sure aren't going to get your border wall if Nancy Pelosi is swinging that gavel in 2021. There ain't no way on God's green earth that's going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. So, if you want your border wall, if you want your wedge in your border wall, you're going to have to do something different that none of you are ready to do. We'll be back right after these messages.
In America, there are three proven ways to build wealth. Business, investment, and real estate. All three seem to have high hurdles to jump to get into, but believe it or not, real estate is the lowest of the three hurdles, and multifamily real estate investing is the best way to go. From duplexes to apartment complexes, multifamily investing brings the biggest bang for your investment buck. My friends at Buy It, Rent It, Profit and the Landlord Academy are ready, willing, and able to get you going on the path of building wealth. Contact Joe Ebanks and Brian Chavis at buyitrentitprofit.com. Buyitrentitprofit.com.
Hi, this is Willie Lawson. You know, with so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. It's Flipboard. Yeah, Flipboard curates the world story so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, just tap the plus button and add them to your private or public collections. It's that simple. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. So get started now at Flipboard.com. That's Flipboard.com. Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day. An honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992. The web address is www.goodguycars.com.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the program. You know, this is just the deal here. Now, I know what I've been talking about thus far, you're probably not down with. You're probably not excited about. But that's okay. That's okay. Trust me, it's okay. You'll be okay, and I'll be okay, and we're all going to be okay, and we're all going to go into Christmas and have a great Christmas, and it's going to be great. 2019 is going to rock like nobody's business. For me, it's already rocking. I can already see it. Here's the deal. I told you that I would tell you the things that I think that we need to do. And I don't have any problem doing. Because before you get all pissed off at me, well, too late, I know. But here's what needs to happen. First of all, we need to do something about our visa program. Our visa program is ridiculous. We need to take a strong look at things like student visas, work visas. When you have Sammy Alarian, and I'll keep bringing that name up, and you're like, who the hell is Sammy Alarian? Well, I'll tell you who Sammy Alarian was. Sammy Alarian was a fundraiser for Hamas who was working at the University of South Florida, which is, I don't know, 5 minutes from my house, where I'm sitting here in Tampa, Florida. And he was here on an expired work visa that had expired 3 freaking years ago. 3 years it had expired. And he was still working at the University of South Florida teaching children, teaching young people. I won't say children, teaching young people. How's that possible? It wasn't like he was even hiding. The feds have him on tape at a Hamas fundraiser. How's it even possible that he is still in the country teaching at a major university? How's that possible? First of all, you gotta tighten that crap up. And he's probably teaching a whole bunch of kids who have expired student visas. You just go through the universities. Part of the deal is taking the federal money is that you've got to deal with whatever the federal red tape is. And those students that are there on expired student visas, you need to find them. You need to round their asses up. You need to put them on an airplane, first class, and send them back to where they came from. Because that you can do. And I'm not, and notice I didn't say go to the migrant work camps in Ruskin, not far from my house, and start rousting up Jose and Maria, who've been in the country 20 years and ain't never heard a fly. And what they do is pick tomatoes. I'm not worried about them. Not worried about them. So that's the first thing. So that's the first thing you do. You deal with visas. The tourist visas, the student visa, the work visa, the H-1B visas. You know what? It is a flipping shame that we are suffering so much that companies like American corporations like Disney, that owns ABC, that owns ESPN, all the Disney properties, actually a couple of years ago, got so many of those folks from places like India and the like. Now, I've told you I like the Indian people because when they come here, they assimilate. They're okay with being living in America and being Americans. But the problem is now they come from other countries, from other places, and Disney, this is some sick stuff. Think about this. Disney made their American employees train their replacements and then fire the American and then fire the Americans because the Americans will work for less who wanted too much money. That's the kind of stuff you have to stop. So you have to start. So first of all, you have to deal with what you deal with. So President Trump, take that $1 billion and start revamping the screwed up visa program that we have here. Chain migration. The second thing, chain migration. Gotta stop that crap today. Just because you came doesn't mean that you can bring your grandma, that you can bring your cousin, that you can bring your cousin's neighbor who lived down the street from you in Baghdad. No. Gotta stop this ridiculous chain migration. That's the second thing you got to do. That needs to stop today. Third thing, you've got to strengthen the southwestern border of this country, the southern border of this country, pretty much. And if that takes militarizing it, fine. Now, I know that there are, as Posse Comitatus says, that you can't use the military against your own people. I get it. But these aren't our people. It would seem like the National Guard has that in their name. Wait, what? The National Guard. Think about this. National. Go slow, because some of y'all went to public school. National Guard. Their job is to protect or guard where? The nation. So if you have to militarize the border to get that done, if to slam the door, sweet, do that. So, Mr. President, take some of that $1 billion that they offer and go, all right, I can work with some of this. I don't like it, but I can work with some of this. And start making changes. Start improving the security and safety of this country instead of trying to win some damn political point. And I think this is where a lot of you, especially on the so-called conservative side, fail. You're so busy trying to win the argument. You're so busy trying to win the debate that you lose. You know? That's what I think is the problem. You know, you're so busy trying to win the debate. Because what you're saying to you, and frankly, a lot of times makes so much sense, and it's the right thing to do, and I'm not yelling at you because of that. But what you forget is that this is more than just the debate. Screw the debate, win the day. I've heard it said about certain coaches, and Bill Belichick is one of them, that Bill Belichick at halftime take your and who else? A guy at Alabama can take at halftime take your team. You switch teams, take your team, your players, and then beat you with your own players. I've heard that about good coaches, and this is what we need to do. This is exactly what we need to do. We need to be able to take what the left does and beat the crap out of them with it. Take the $1 billion and start securing the border. And I mentioned this. I mentioned this before. Practice judo. I really believe that that's what we need to do. We need to start practicing political judo and start using some of their weight against them. So when they think they've won, they're gonna look up from the mat and say, "How did we let them change or give them funds to change the visa program? How did we let them have money to round up people who have or overstayed visas? How did we let that happen? How are they training border agents and militarizing the borders? Because you gave them the money. You gave them the appropriations. And this is what we decided to do with it. Let's win the day instead of trying to win the debate." But that's really tough. I'm going to tell you, that's really tough to do if every time you don't get your way, every time you don't get your way, you are ready. You are ready to throw it all out. I saw a post on Facebook today that said, "Fine, I'm not voting anymore ever. You win." It's all about this one item. Do you know how many items there are? Do you know how much there is to do? Do you know how many things there are to win? I mean, the level of simplicity and unsophistication in, you know, is just, it's ridiculous. It's mind-blowing. And to think that every politician out there is going to, and again, this is the other thing. I can't even imagine how anybody thinks that all the other Republicans should just get in line with the president. When this whole Trump thing started, I said, and you can look it up in my archives here. You can look it up because I'm telling the truth, that a lot of Trump supporters, frankly, reminded me of Obama supporters. It's that power of personality that led everything they said and everything they did. Everything, which seemed insane. Which seems insane. It's truly unsophisticated. You know what? And I mentioned a few years ago to my friend Elizabeth Blackney, and I said to her, you know what, the problem is, you know, the problem with the Tea Party isn't the Tea Party. The problem is that there are so many people who are basically unsophisticated in what we're doing here, what's going on here, that it makes it hard. And it isn't like a lot of, you know what, a lot of the Tea Party folks, and I counted myself amongst them. Not that they didn't have a heart for their nation. Not that they didn't care about what was going on. They weren't racist. They weren't bigoted. They weren't any of that stuff. They were just people who were truly concerned. But they were a lot of people who were fairly unsophisticated. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. But if you don't really understand some of the nuance and some of the systems in place that you can use, then it kind of makes you like a bull in a china shop. Doesn't it? Doesn't it? And that's what we're saying. And my friend Shirley Huzar of Urban Game Changers in California, urbangamechangers.com, and in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act was signed, a lot of the Tea Party people threw their hands up and went home. It's like they didn't understand. Wait. I was like, where are you going? There's so much more to do. You are never going to win this one. They've got the numbers. You were never going to convince enough House Democrats to go against what was going on there. That was never going to happen. See, that was part of the not being sophisticated. They thought that if they rallied enough, that they wrote enough letters, that they sent enough faxes, if they had enough rallies, that somehow the House Democrats under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi at the time would just bend to their will. The people that knew that you weren't going to vote for them would just do whatever you said because you made a bunch of noise. No, that's a really sort of leftist sort of thought. Mechanism that was never going to happen. 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 Never, 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 never going to happen. Democrats have the numbers. The Affordable Care Act was always going to pass. The only thing that held up the Affordable Care Act was the dividing of the spoils. The dividing of the spoils amongst Democrats. That's the only thing that held up. You know what I'm saying? That is the only thing that held up the Affordable Care Act. That's it. That's the only thing that held it up. Because it was always going to pass. Democrats owned the Senate, they owned the House, they owned the White House. It was going to pass. But it didn't stop a whole bunch of the people that I call unsophisticated. And I know they get pissed off when I call them unsophisticated, but if you are what you are. If you didn't realize that it was always going to pass and there wasn't really much you could do about it, but state your displeasure in it, then that makes you unsophisticated. And a lot of those folks are still involved in the process. They are. They are. So what we have to do is not let a lot of those folks take the lead. God bless you. Because they're a bunch of worker bees. Those are the folks who knock on doors. Those are the folks who stuff envelopes. Those are the folks who make phone calls and phone banks. Those are the folks who vote. Those are the folks who get their friends to vote. You know, those are the people who talk about it on Facebook and talk about it on Twitter and can't stop talking about it, who will blow up a family gathering. They don't care. I mean, we sit around the table and you know what? And they'll be sitting around the Christmas table with their MAGA hat on. They don't care. They know that it's going to trigger Aunt Gertrude and she's going to lose her crap, but they don't care. They don't care. And you got to have some of them. You got to have some of them around you. You do. But you can't be afraid. You know what? I can't be afraid to speak truth to them. I can't be afraid to give them some tough talk every now and again. Folks, friends, in the words of Mick Jagger, you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find you do get what you need. You get what you need. We have done well in 2 years. Even with Paul Ryan, even with John McCain, even with the pre-death John McCain, Lindsey Graham, have a lot to celebrate, a lot to be happy about. So let's not piss it all away. Because you didn't get this one thing in 2 years that you were promised, and now Christmas sucks. Dang it, it's time to grow up, people. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day. An honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992. The web address is www.goodguycars.com. Hi, this is Willie Lawson. You know, with so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. It's Flipboard. Yeah, Flipboard curates the world's story so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, just tap the plus button and add them to your private or public collections It's that simple. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. So get started now at flipboard.com. That's flipboard.com. In America, there are three proven ways to build wealth: business, investment, and real estate. All three seem to have high hurdles to jump to get into, but believe it or not, real estate is the lowest of the three hurdles, and multifamily real estate investing is the best way to go. From duplexes to apartment complexes, multifamily investing brings the biggest bang for your investment buck. My friends at Buy It, Rent It, Profit and the Landlord Academy are ready, willing, and able to get you going on the path of building wealth. Contact Joe Ebanks and Brian Chavis at buyitrentitprofit.com. Buyitrentitprofit.com.
All right, we're going to finish up. It is my thought that the past 2 years, 2016, with Russian collusion, with Stormy Daniels, with now campaign monies, finances misconduct, the constant drumbeat of CNN and MSNBC, and all these things that are pushed against this president and this administration, I think we've done really well. I think we've done really well. I think we could have done better if we had kept the house, but it is what it is. I don't think necessarily that it had to be a foregone conclusion that Republicans were going to lose the house. I don't think it had to be a foregone conclusion, but I think once the narrative got out, it didn't seem like it would be the big disaster that people thought it would. And of course, the left, thank God for the left, they always overplay their hand. And it was, and at least it wasn't this quote blue wave that everybody was looking forward to, that they were going to win 100 seats and flip the whole thing and impeach the president. But you know, with control, they could still file a writ of impeachment. They still could. Now, I don't think it would get anywhere because the Senate is still controlled by Republicans. And how that works is, I don't know if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez knows how this works. Somebody probably needs to get with her while she's doing some yoga during her break. And sort of sit down with her and say, now this is how it works. We can impeach, but impeach doesn't mean throw out. So calm down. It just means to bring charges. And why haven't they? And people, you guys who are on the left and Democrats who are wondering why they haven't done it so far, it's because they don't have any charges to bring. What they don't want to do, and I get this, they don't want to swing the bat and miss. They don't. And they shouldn't. The fact that the impeachment talk is being used as a political tool is reprehensible to start with, because that's not what it was never intended to be used as a political tool or a political ploy to fight a president for political reasons. And that's what it's being used for now. And I will tell you, that's a lot of what it was used for when the House impeached Bill Clinton. It was never supposed to be used for that. This is when you start talking about the impeachment of a president, bringing charges against a president, we're not talking about, again, anything that we're talking about now. We're not talking about anything that we're talking about now. The reason they can't bring impeachment because of Russian collusion after 2 years, because there ain't no charges. There's not there isn't anything. So this is an extremely serious thing. So even with all that going on, I think that Republicans and conservatives got a lot done in 2 years. Even with all this going on, I mean, they're coming after us with a fire hose. We still got a lot done. We got a booming economy. And you know what? Don't freak out that the Fed raised interest rates 2.5% or 2.25%. The problem is that we have the Fed. That's not a Trump thing. Trump doesn't control the Fed. And the reason that Trump doesn't control the Fed, because the Fed isn't part of the government. The Fed is a private bank, and a private bank can do whatever they want to interest rates. It's the central bank that the founders warned us against. And in 1913, we decided to ignore those warnings and brought on two entities in the same year that continue to be problematical for the Republic: the Federal Reserve and the IRS. And even with all that going on, we still have been able to have a really successful first half of the presidential term, in my opinion. Like I mentioned before, those of you with children who are of age are going to receive $2,000 off your taxes just for having your little crumb snatchers apiece. My friend Dwayne Lester has eight children. Now, Dwayne is very much a libertarian and doesn't believe that a progressive tax is any way to raise money for government. But I did talk to him, and he is going to take that deduction. He just is. He's going to garner $16,000 off his income off the top. Do you see how he played judo with the whole thing? He fought it, and then they gave him something that he could use, and suddenly they're on the mat, and this conservative libertarian now has an extra $16,000 in his pocket to help fund conservative and libertarian causes. Genius. Absolute genius. So there you go. We got to get out of here and make room for somebody else. The lady is telling me in my ear, I only have a minute. So listen, do me a favor. Let me know where you hear this podcast. Let me know when you heard it and on what format and if you liked it. So do me a favor. Just send me an email at wls860@gmail.com. That's wls860@gmail.com, and let me know. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.